Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to give some tips about our dryness and our landscape and go over some extension news. But first, for today's Did You Know, that Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership, or CARL, is an intensive two-year program designed for those engaged in agriculture and rural Kansas. This is a program that helps develop leaders for agriculture, business, and rural communities, and they are now accepting applications through April 1st for its newest class. Agriculture and rural Kansas consistently face new and unique challenges, and there is a need for individuals who have leadership skills to serve in the decision-making positions, says CARL President Jill Zimmerman. Graduates of the program become part of a network and have gone to serve in legislative bodies, farm and community organizations, agribusiness, and their local communities, which is vital for the future of Kansas. Participants engage in a series of seminars throughout the state, domestic and international study tours, Washington, D.C., and Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Zimmerman said CARL invests more than 400 hours of intensive training per person in seminars, speakers, domestic and international study tours over the 2 years. CARL got its start in 1989 when a group of individuals representing various segments of the Kansas agriculture met to discuss the needs and potential intensive educational program designed to build a leadership base for the state's agriculture and related industries. The first class of 30 participants began leadership development and training in 1991, and since then, more than 440 participants have completed the program. In my extension news, first off, I would like to thank everyone that came out last night for our 2022 calving school, 190 plus strong. Wow. Many thanks to our sponsors and volunteers, along with Gentleman Joe at Canton Walkers and the cooks from MKC that cooked our delicious steaks. In more news, the McPherson County Master Gardeners are excited to announce that their first spring gardening meeting will be Thursday, January 27th, starting at 7 p.m. here in the Extension office. We have Cody Kramer here to talk about trees and deliver important news about the proper technique in pruning and trimming of our trees. Plan to attend something new in the form of gardening this year. With that in mind, here are some tips from K-State that might relieve some of the stress to our dry landscapes. Even though we have had some snow, yards still may need another shot of moisture to alleviate stress in gardens and lawns. A good deep watering with moisture reaching at least a foot down in the soil is much better than several light sprinklings that just wet the top portions of the soil, says K-State. A deep watering to ensure that the majority of the roots have access to water. One can test the moisture content in their yard soil by pushing a metal rod, wooden dowel, electric fence post, or similar item into the ground. Dry soils are much harder to push through than in the wet soil. Measure how far down the implement goes to determine the amount of moisture in the soil. Although all perennial plants benefit from moisture soils before winter, it is especially important to newly planted and overseeded lawns, as well as newly transplanted trees and shrubs due to their limited root system, to get the water now. Even trees and shrubs planted within the last 2 to 3 years are more sensitive to drought than a well-established plant. Watering once a month if conditions are dry and warm, like they are now, should be enough to help landscapes through the winter. The popular Kansas Corn Series and the Kansas State Soybean Schools are both coming, and there are still time to get registered. Call the Extension office for all their details. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you all have a happy Friday.